Please, oh please, Frank, could you ask drivers, do not drive a car with a dog on your lap. It's irresponsible, it's stupid, says Linda, listening to the show. Linda, I'm going to agree with you. A dog should not be on anyone's lap when they are driving a car. And thankfully, it's only a minor accident, but it's a very good point that you make. And, you know, she will have to fork out to repair your car, whatever damage was done. I just wonder if the insurance will stand over it when the Chihuahua was driving. Right, it's 13 minutes to 11. Good morning, 90 treble 3 105 077 66 105 105. Now, on the subject of wee dogs, we do think a lot of them. We're very fond of them, and quite rightly so. And Christmas time, we sometimes wrap up presents for them. We share the Christmas dinner with them. The things we do with our pets sometimes would amaze those who don't have pets. Almost a third of UK pet owners would rather spend Christmas Day with their pet than with their family. Half will be getting their pet a Christmas present this year. 38% apparently will be sharing their Christmas dinner with their pet. Now, the pet charity Blue Cross is highlighting the dangers of doing this. And let me speak to Tracy, Jennifer. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
Tracy, you've got to be careful of things around Christmas time. The mince pies and the chocolates, not good for a wee dog.
No, that's right. And we all want to have a lovely time at Christmas with those we love, which includes our pets. But there are some things that we just need to look out for to make sure that everybody has a happy time. And like you say, mince pies in particular, Christmas cakes, things that contain raisins, nuts, alcohol, are all really toxic to our dogs and cats. So keep them out the way, please.
And it's important if we've wrapped presents that include chocolates and whatever, that the Labrador doesn't get opening them with, you know, when we're asleep at night.
That's it. They've got such a good sense of smell, haven't they? And yeah, they'll sniff that out and unwrap it before Santa delivered it. So yeah, keep your chocolates out of the way too. But Christmas dinner itself is okay for pets if we just take it in moderation. So if you've got a small animal, don't give it a massive great plate of food, but a bit of turkey, a bit of Christmas chicken, maybe some vegetables is okay. But steer clear of salt and fat. So your gravy, you know, just a little splash on there, not too much, because that will give them upset stomachs, be too much for them.
Some people will have the pet up literally at the table, won't they?
Really? I don't know, my pets always feed on the floor in their bowls, but they do have a bit of Christmas dinner.
Well, I'm just reading a story there about a woman who's got a Chihuahua on her lap while she's driving her car. I'd be surprised if she doesn't have a baby seat for that wee thing.
Yes. Yeah, dogs need to be properly restrained in cars. All animals do. They don't understand what's dangerous and what's not. Yeah, that's terribly dangerous.
Seriously, should anyone buy a present for a dog? Does a dog understand if it's been given a present?
I don't know about they understand the occasion, but I know they get used to unwrapping them. So I've had dogs that get very excited about the wrapping when they're given it because they can smell what's inside. So I don't know that they realise it's Christmas. I don't know if they would feel left out if they didn't have one. But they do enjoy it. And we like watching them, don't we?
Yeah, especially if we get them something that squeaks. But you take a risk with the squeaky thing. They'll either love it or they'll run a mile from it.
Yes. And it's a bit irritating, isn't it, that squeak?
When you go into one of the big pet stores and you see a stocking hanging up with Fido's face at the top of it, do you not think that's a marketing man's or woman's genius to milk more money out of the poor old dog-loving, cat-loving, budgie-loving individual who's walking through that pet store?
Yes, and you can get advent calendars for them now as well. I suppose it's just a nice thing to do, isn't it? Especially for families with children, that their pet's got a stocking as well. And the chocolates in there, it's just worth noting that we all know chocolate's bad for them, but the chocolate in there won't contain cocoa. And it's the cocoa that's the problem. So doggy chocks are okay.
Okay, you can get dog-friendly chocolates. And the final point, Tracy, and it's probably the reason that pet charities exist and we're encouraged to look after our animals properly the whole year round. And the reminder, of course, that we shouldn't be buying puppies for Christmas and all of those pieces of advice that come around at this time. The reality is there will be people on Christmas Day, the only friend they will have will be a lovely little dog or cat sitting by the fire looking at them. And they can be a substitute friend. They're a wonderful, wonderful creature to have around, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They bring so much joy into our lives if we look after them properly and we get such a relationship from them. And actually at Blue Cross, We don't necessarily not rehome at Christmas. If we get that matching right with the right owner, and if they're having a quiet Christmas and they've got a few days off, then actually that might be the time to get a pet. But pets as presents and with no thought at all is never right. Never impulse buy an animal. That's a little life you're playing with.
That's very well summed up. Tracy, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tracy Jennifer is from the Blue Cross Pet Charity, making some very good points on the countdown to Christmas. Just be sure they don't get a bellyful of what they're not supposed to eat.